Anne Mae Chang will start later this month. She spent 8 years at the Silicon Valley powerhouse before stints at the State Department and the nonprofit Mercy Corps. From her San Francisco home, Chang spoke with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp about the lab and her intentions for it.
The Global Development Lab is bringing together new tools such as science, technology, and data, along with new approaches for innovation, new funding models, and scale that we hope will really transform the way that development is done and achieve much greater impact.
You have had related work in technology and in development in developing countries. Is there something there that you could see translating to how USAID approaches this?
You know, mobile phones have truly transformed the way that we do development. You know, for example, we're seeing far greater financial inclusion with the advent of mobile money and mobile financial services. We're also seeing information spread much more widely with people being able to get information, for example, about maternal health care or agriculture information over their mobile phones.
The Obama administration has made, quote unquote, lab to market a key government goal in various areas, energy or defense. Is that a key aim here? And how does that work in development anyways?
Well, I think in development, the situation is somewhat different than in the United States. In the United States, we're talking about, you know, bleeding edge innovations and inventions and how they can transform the lives of people in the U.S. And around the world. In the developing world, we're often looking at not necessarily the bleeding edge technologies, but technologies that may have been around for a while, but can be retooled to actually help us achieve our goals much more effectively and much more scalably in developing world contexts.
And you have a really interesting background yourself. You are from Silicon Valley. You're still living in the area. You've had other ventures in international development and including a stint at the State Department. How do you see some of those things that you did in Silicon Valley and the lessons that you learned in that sort of environment applying to international development?
One of the biggest lessons that I think I'm hoping to bring from Silicon Valley to the development sector is really a new approach to doing development that I think can be far more effective. You know, in the development sector, there hasn't been, I think, as much emphasis on innovation, taking risks, trying new things, experimentation, as we have, you know, in Silicon Valley. That has really led to incredible breakthroughs here and incredible inventions that have really improved people's lives.
And how would you like to set the tone when you start? Because I think one of the things I hear a lot in government is that while the leaders talk about innovation, there's still a culture that says we can't afford to take risks with the public's money or with our important mission. How would you set the tone when you start on the 15th?
I think one of the biggest challenges is a cultural change, because I think it is true that we have an accountability to the American people for how we spend money, but I don't think that we're being the most effective when we take that to mean that we don't take any risks and just do the tried and true things, because as we've seen across our business sector, when we try new things and then we experiment and we are willing to innovate, we can make dramatic orders of magnitude higher impact than we would otherwise. And I think that that's something I'd really like to see us apply in the development sector as well.
We're speaking with Anne Mae Chang. She is the incoming executive director of USAID's U.S. Global Development Lab. So tell me a little bit about some of the projects that you expect to work on and some of the partners that you will be working with.
Well, we have a wide array of partners across both the private sector as well as in among civil society. And we're also going to partner with our missions around the world. And so this is going to be truly a global effort.
Do you expect to leverage your past relationships with Silicon Valley and with NGOs and somehow incorporate them into the lab's projects?
Absolutely. I mean, the only way to really achieve change is to work across sectors. No one of us has all of the answers, and I think that each of us has a piece of the puzzle. And so absolutely, in just about everything we do, I think that we'll want to be partnering with other governments, with the private sector, and with other NGOs.
In the lab's short life, it's been around since about April. Has it been able to point to any achievements so far or any new developments or new realizations?
you know, I'm probably not up enough on the exact developments in the lab to speak effectively to that. But I think there's some amazing programs that have already been underway, even before the lab's formation, that have become a part of the lab. You know, not only innovations in technology and science, but also innovations in the way we do things, such as DIV, which is a Development Innovation Ventures, which is a new way of funding development work that allows for much more flexible funding as well as much more evidence-based approach.
And do you expect to be working with the other labs that are popping up throughout government? There's one at the Office of Personnel Management. There are more established ones at Energy or in the Defense Department. Is there sort of a community of people who are running these labs in government and comparing best practices?
I don't know if one exists yet, but I believe that one will exist soon if it hasn't been set up yet. I just spoke with Megan Smith over the weekend, and she's really excited about, and I'm really excited as well, as about this potential of really bringing these kinds of lab approaches and bringing innovation into the federal government at all levels. And so I think absolutely I hope to be working with my colleagues across the government.
You spoke a moment ago about risk and being willing to fail. But when it comes to the Global Development Lab, how do you define success?
I think there's a few different ways to define success. I mean, I think at the end of the day, success is a matter of achieving results. You know, I don't think success is having a flashy new technology, but success is really having that technology improve people's lives more cost-effectively, more scalably, or just having a greater impact.
And what are you personally looking forward to doing the most?
I don't know that there's one thing I can say. I'm just hugely excited about the really diverse set of tools that have been brought together with the lab, and with those tools being able to try new approaches and figure out what ways we can much more effectively reach our goal of ending extreme poverty.
You're clearly somebody who has a range of possibilities. You could go back to Silicon Valley. You could continue at Mercy Corps. You could probably have found another great job at the State Department. Why did you choose this job? What about it called to you?
This job at USAID, I've said all along, has really been my dream job. And the reason that it's so compelling to me is USAID is a, you know, foreign aid arm of the U.S. government, and we have the ability here to make systemic change. It's not just about one new innovation or one new invention. It's about changing the whole way the system works and the way that we approach development that I truly believe can change people's lives and really help end poverty and bring the work that we do to much, much greater scale and effectiveness.